Aloha and welcome to the Empowered Empath Podcast. My name is Jennifer O'Neill. I am your host. Michelle Schneider is my co-host. I did say that correctly, right?
Yes, Michelle Schneider.
It's so ridiculous because I've like said your name like a million times, and every single time I say your last name, I totally question it. I don't know why, but I feel like there's many versions of that last name. So, anyways, welcome to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a couple of different subjects. One that me and Michelle were talking about not very long ago that I thought was a really good subject because I think a lot of people are going to wonder about this. But we're also going to be talking about the full moon is today. The energy's been an absolute nightmare. So we'll probably add it. Huh?
I said can confirm.
Yes, it's so bad, right? I have colleagues that are just like, my phone is blowing up. I cannot filter through everything. Mercury retrograde is just not nice. But then you add the solar eclipse and yeah, yada, yada, but we'll get into that. So one of the first things I wanted to talk about is this is a spiritual lifestyle podcast, and that's the direction that I'm heading this year. And the reason I wanted to talk about that and bring that up is because we are in a 12-year transitional cycle. And as we've gotten into that astrologically, it's affecting a lot of people's lives. And so me and Michelle, who I will refer to as the digital unicorn, that's your new title, Michelle Digital Unicorn, and myself, just a regular old sorceress or psychic. I don't know. I'm like, what is a sorceress anyways? I'm pretty sure they are witches, but and that's not what I do, but I like the word sorceress. But I don't call myself that actually. So now I've just gotten off on a weird tangent.
But you're married to a wizard, right? So
right? Oh, yes. So that's probably where that comes from, which we have a funny story for you. Yeah. But as we are moving into this 12-year cycle, that means we're at the end of a previous 12-year cycle, the beginning of a new one. And Michelle and my careers have been shifting. And I think a lot of, and not just careers, life, we're on a different road. We're ending some roads in our life and we are on a new path for a lot of areas of our life, which is good and not so good. The good is we have this cool, just phenomenal opportunity to shift and change things into a different way of living, a different way of making money, a different way of just, you know, traveling, consuming knowledge, whatever. We're on this new path that we can develop, manifest anything, right? The bad thing about it is a lot of us liked our old path.
It felt safe.
And here's the thing about the old path is I wasn't necessarily in love with my old path, but for some reason, I think naturally we find us grasping onto that. Like, oh my gosh, I don't want to let this go. You know, like, I don't know. It was familiar. It was safe. The path ahead doesn't feel familiar. So we're having all of these shifts and changes that are making us make that shift. And it feels like we don't have a choice. And I think that that's what's messing with a lot of people. Is the universe is like, nope, we're going to make a change here. And this is a better path for you. And so I don't see within my line of work with clients, I'm not seeing things where it's like a worse path. Absolutely not. I feel like what I've been seeing is opportunity, happiness, joy, a better way of living, but we're all desperately grasping to where we've been. For some reason, our brains go, yeah, but we know this and we can alter this other path, which isn't correct. So me and Michelle have talked about many things that I thought that would be fit for a podcast. I've been podcasting for like 10 years, but as I'm talking about this 12-year shift, I'm feeling the urge to rebrand. This is what my guides want. This is what I want. And as I'm rebranding, I'm going to be redoing some things, which is how I do my podcast, what that entails. The other stuff with work, I'm getting into more retreats, and I'm currently writing a book, but I have several right behind it. So I already have several lined up as far as that goes. So I'm going from where I was to a whole different path. But that's kind of what we were talking about, is because Michelle had come to one of the retreats, and career-wise, you are feeling the urge, like a lot of people, to go on a whole new career path as well.
Yeah.
Which, when you came to the retreat, you got more clarity.
Definitely. And
now you're a digital unicorn with a new website in the making called The Business Genie. Because this is what unfolded for you. What was that like for you, though? Because you've been doing, like I've been talking about, my path, I enjoyed the path when I was on it, for sure. I have a couple of other businesses that did extremely well, but it did veer my attention away from spiritual work. And I don't think that that was good for my path. And clearly the universe said, yeah, absolutely not. So you're heading this direction. So there was some shifts and changes. Now I'm going a different direction with the retreats and teaching and shifting how the tone of my podcast and things of that nature. But you are experiencing some of that as well, right?
Yeah. And just to give a little context, because I'm sure nobody knows what I do for a living. So I have been doing design and marketing for nearly 20 years now. And it's never quite felt like I'm good at it. It makes money, but I don't know that I would say I'm overly passionate about it. It didn't really feel good. And so I'd say probably in the last, several years, I mean, more than five, I really questioned. I'm like, you know, what am I doing? What am I supposed to be doing? Like, how do I make a life that I love? And so that was one of the major reasons I wanted to go to the retreat. I definitely wanted clarity, because while I'm good at the design and marketing, the one-on-one client work is draining, and it just really doesn't feel, it doesn't light me up. The thing that does light me up, I love anything and everything spirituality. Like, I just have such a passion for that. And so as I've kind of become a little more awake, I'd say in the last several years, I'm like, how do I marry the two, because they are very different. I mean,
they are very different. But during the retreat, everything clicked. The clarity was insane.
Yeah.
And so then your new passion is to develop the, go ahead and you explain.
Yeah. So the Business Genie is basically going to be like a marketplace for healers. So I get to use my skill set and my talents of whether that's website templates or creating courses. I really want to target that towards healers who are wanting to open their own business. So if you want to launch your own website, I'll have resources for you to do that. If you want to learn how to grow an email list, you know, to build your community so that you can market towards them, I'll have a course on that. And so really just creating resources for anyone in the healing space.
Right. And you're very good at it. And not only that, but people, before you were even prepared, you don't even have your website up or any of that stuff, people are asking you for these templates, I know, and they're asking you to do things. So that's kind of divine intervention. You're on the right path, et cetera, for that. And this had led us to talking about a lot more spiritual lifestyle stuff and kind of what's going on, because I do think that it is messing with a lot of people right now. So the solar eclipse, the Mercury retrograde, what people do not understand, these are on top of astrological shifts, huge astrological shifts and changes within your personal charts and within just the time frame. And so we have this whole astrological shift happening where we're ending old chapters of our lives, beginning new chapters of our lives. And it doesn't mean the old chapter has to go away. But what it does mean is you have the opportunity to rebrand, redefine, reassess where you want that to go. And some of the things that are no longer serving you are going to be in the past. But this is causing people to be on an emotional roller coaster. Like, for real, people are losing their mind and they are just breaking down emotionally because they are so upset about maybe having to redefine things. And when we had the solar eclipse on top of Mercury retrograde, the solar eclipse energy is going to enhance any emotional energy. So if you were feeling upset or worried or, you know, scared, fearful, whatever, it's going to amplify that energy. And then we have Mercury retrograde, which I actually love Mercury retrograde. So I feel like it gets a bad rap. I've talked about this before. Weirdly enough, and this is so funny to me, I don't look for Mercury retrograde on a calendar, but every time I start a new class, a new book, a new something, I will look and it will be the beginning of Mercury retrograde. So Mercury retrograde, what people don't realize is it's also a good place to manifest, a good time to manifest and plant seeds for future stuff. They always tend to, now don't get me wrong, it was not kind to my electronics. It was not kind to software and things of that nature. But it does have this energy behind it that I just want to co-create with it during that time. And when I do that, typically things go well. But we've had a lot, I've seen a lot of clients, I've had a lot of family members and people that are not handling the shift real great. And so I kind of wanted to let people know and discuss that there's a reason for that. It's not just your life is melting down, right? Because a lot of people, including myself, I remember a couple weeks ago going, what in the heck is wrong with me? Like, for real, I do not handle things like this. But that emotional energy is, I'm so zen all the time. And I just, things roll off my back pretty easy, but they were not. And I'm like, this is not normal.
And then I know, you called me and you were like checking in on me because you were like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I already hit rock bottom. So I'm doing fine.
There's no way but up at this point. Yeah. Right. But I'm sure you've noticed as well. There's a lot of people in our lives that their paths are shifting.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people don't realize this is happening. And so they start to, instead of pulling back and observing what you're experiencing from the outside, you kind of wrap your arms around it and go, gosh, this is happening to me in my life. And while we can do that, it doesn't do you any good. You need to pull back and observe any shifts or changes or hiccups in the road. If you thought you were going down one path and that door starts closing, you want to look for other doors. Doors are not going to just close, especially during this 12-year cycle with all this energy. They're not just going to close without having you another path and another door. The problem I see is nobody looks for the other door. And that's really hard. But just start looking for the other door because this is happening. Well, you have been kind of along that as well.
Yeah, I would say the thing that helps me out the most, because I did have a very rough week. And I just, the more I tried to just pull back and look at everything from a higher perspective, I think that really got me through it. Because, like, of all the things that transpired, people were like, you're doing pretty well for everything that happened.
Don't you love that? You're doing oddly well. Like, then you're like, should I be doing worse? Like, and then what are you seeing? And then what are you expecting me to do? It's a very strange response.
It is, but you know, I can see where they're coming from, because a lot of people are like, well, if I were in your shoes, I would not be like doing how you're doing. So,
right. Yeah. So there's a lot of major life shifts, major life changes. And that brings us to the question that we were talking about a few days ago that you asked me that I thought was a very good question. So I'll let you go ahead and ask it.
Yeah, I was weirdly on a Reddit thread and I stumbled across this question and I was like, ooh, and it really hit me because it was basically along the lines, does getting a psychic reading change the trajectory of your life, whether that be positive or negative? By receiving that information, does that alter what maybe that psychic told you was going to happen.
Which made us start laughing because several things unfolded from that conversation, which was one, the retreat that you were at in Hawaii, my husband was a part of. And I was explaining to Michelle, since we had, and actually me and you have talked about this, since we got done with the retreat in Hawaii, not only did all these women have these most amazing experiences, but every time we have a retreat, because I just did one in South Dakota, just what, a month ago? And that was also incredible. But my husband, like, I swear, advances on a spiritual level. Like, it's getting weird, which I think that you guys started calling him the wizard, right?
Well, to just to clarify, he's not like participating, but he's around. He's helping you out. Yes. So he's around.
He's doing the meals. He's doing all this stuff. And let's just be frank. I could not do this without him. The retreats are super intensive. There's no way I could do it without him because he keeps us alive. He feeds us. He gives us snacks. You know, he makes sure that we have what we need to do the work. But oddly enough, they have an effect on him. I don't know if it's the energy or, you know, hearing by default. And it's like he levels up in his wizardry every single time. And we make a big joke about this because of him achieving wizard status, because it's just the weird stuff that's happening to him is so funny. So anyways, when you asked me this question a couple of days before that, I was telling you, it was kind of funny that you mentioned that because I had come out and my husband had asked me about these hard-boiled eggs that I had made. And I said about what I was going to use them for, whatever. And I said, well, you certainly can have them for breakfast because that's what he was thinking about using them for. And he said, yes, I was going to eat one for breakfast today. Well, there was only one left at that time. And then he said, but I didn't eat it, because I knew you hadn't had a salad in so many days and that's what you were going to have for lunch. So I thought, no, I need to leave this for Jen. And this was dinner time, mind you. And I said, I just looked at him and I'm like, are you serious right now? Because I had gotten up that morning and out of the blue, I'm like, I should make myself a salad. Glad I have this egg left. So he goes, see, if I would have eaten the egg, then you wouldn't have had it for lunch. And I'm just like shaking my head because it reminds me of the Matrix. But there's a little bit more to this too, but it reminds me of the Matrix when Keanu Reeves goes to see the Oracle and she says, don't worry about that vase. And he said, what vase? Turns around, knocks it off and breaks it. And she says, that vase. And he goes, how did you? And she goes, what's really going to bake your noodle later is, would you have still have broken the vase if I wouldn't have said anything? And so we had literally just had a couple of these conversations. Then you asked me that. And I told Dave when we were out the other day, I said that you'd asked me this question. I said, we're going to be talking about it on the podcast. And he's like, huh, what's the answer? And I thought, now he wants to know the answer to my spiritual stuff. Like, this is new. So yeah, that was it. Yeah, it's so funny. So here's the thing. When it comes to psychic readings, there are some, and I tell people this, I tell clients this all the time, new clients, there are some things that are set in stone. There's no way that I can see. I'm sure there can be absolute divine intervention at some point, like some type of miracle. But for the most part, for regular circumstances, there are going to be things that are going to be set in stone. So they're going to be like a lot of times marriage, children, you know, divorce, even things of that nature. Those can kind of just be things that you've written in your chart prior. And so when you look at it on somebody's birth chart, unless it has some flexibility to it on someone's birth chart as a reader, that you may be able to adjust the time frame, maybe a few months here or there. But you're not going to adjust like that. You're most likely you're not going to not have kids if you see somebody having kids, for instance. Like within their lifetime. Now, yeah. There have been times that I've told people there's a child hanging out around you. You can see it. You can feel it psychically. I can feel and see children before they're born, before that they start to come in. And so when I'm close to somebody, these children will start visiting me, all kinds of things. So if you don't want that child to like kind of be born, you might want to take some precautions if you don't want that happening right now in your life. So there is a lot of flexibility though to how you get from point A to point B. This is the good and the bad about getting psychic readings. And how I portray it to my clients is it's the good because of the way that I read and the way that I talk to my clients. I have a style that I can usually see the good in a lot of different things that are going to come up in their life. So maybe if you're going to have a job switch, there's a reason that I can see that you're going to have the job switch. There's typically opportunity behind that. But in human nature, if we're going to have a job switch and we weren't looking for another job, fear, worry, all this stuff just floods over our body and we start to panic. So you need to be able to make sure that the client knows that this is potentially coming up for you and I see you in a different position. However, I look for things like, what's that look long term? Does it feel good for them long term? Because almost always it's a better position for them to be in, almost always. Unless somebody's on a destructive path and they're just really engulfed in negativity, a negative mindset, a very pessimistic attitude, then you're not always going to see things work out for them in the best manner because they might be so self-destructive that they're causing that to happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
what about this? What about free will? I think you hear about this a lot. I mean, people have the power of choice, or do we?
Yeah. And I really like that question because when I started when I was a young psychic doing readings, it was implied to me by the elders in a sense that there really wasn't a ton of free will in there, that, you know, here's what they seen happening here and here and here. But when I looked into it further, there is free will. There absolutely 100% is free will involved in how you get from major point markers in your life. So they're called markers is what I call them. You have these major markers in your life of things that you have written into your birth chart before you come down to this earth. And those markers you've written into your life because they will help you to learn and grow and develop and potentially take a different path than you're on. And or some of the lessons in the markers are, how are you handling this situation? So you absolutely have free will. You can have a positive attitude. You can make different choices in your life. You can choose to maybe if you find out that you might be switching jobs in the future, you can choose to go, well, I'm going to take this as an opportunity to start looking now for things that I really would love to do. If this job was eliminated, what's my dream position? What's my dream placement? So you absolutely have free will in being able to navigate that scenario for yourself. You also have free will in making that a more negative experience. I'm worrying. I'm stressed out. This is going to be horrible. I'm going to lose my income. There's not any jobs out there. The economy is really bad. You can, you know, make it go the opposite direction. So there absolutely is free will involved, but there are going to be these marker points in your life that you're going to have to experience. Another good example of that is when it comes to other people, you don't have control over that. You know, you don't get to choice make for them. And I think a lot of people feel like they get to choice make for other people. And therefore, they say, no, you should do this or don't do that. And they get into that micromanaging, controlling, manipulating type of behavior that they don't necessarily mean to have all the time. But that's how they manage their fear and worry, is by trying to project how they want somebody else to live or manage their life, right? But if, let's say that you have a parent that's older, that maybe they pass away at a certain time, that's going to be a marker on your chart, right? Yeah. So there's no way for that to be shifted. If you go to a reader and they say, I see, like, I've had a few clients lately that their mothers were not doing well. And I can usually go, how it looks for a psychic is I go along their birth chart and I can look along that line. And there's usually a window, like maybe from October to February or something like that, where things are going to start getting very sketchy, because that's where they're going to be. You can feel the parent or the mother going, I'm not loving my journey. And they're starting to, at some point, older people, a lot of times they're just like, I'm tired. You know, I'm not in love with my life. I'm like, I'm tired of living this physical life, but we don't want them to be tired of living it. And then we want them to do something different, make different choices, but we don't really have that control. So that is going to be a marker that you can't change. However, you can change how you approach it. You can change how you handle it. You can change the time you spend with that person. You can change the view of allowing them their choice of when they pass. You know, you can, we can support their wishes. It's really easy for us to go into how this is affecting my life when it's dealing with other people.
Yeah.
It's really easy for us to want them to make different choices. But then you're not respecting their journey. You're not respecting their choice making or their free will. You know, we're not in their shoes. We're in different circumstances. And I feel like that's why a lot of people get kind of hard on people that they don't like the way that they're living their life either. Why are you doing that? You should be doing this. You should be in a different relationship, living in a different place, doing a different career, et cetera, et cetera. It's because watching them makes you uncomfortable. They might be super comfortable in it. And when you are raising your vibration and you are trying to keep in a high frequency place or a high frequency lifestyle, it will make you very uncomfortable to view other people who choose a lower vibration lifestyle. That for sure will make you uncomfortable. I used to experience it all the time. I'm better at it now. I recognize when it's making me uncomfortable. I don't want to shift what they're doing, but I recognize, oh, this is not a them thing. This is a me thing. I'm uncomfortable watching them and their low vibration choice making and their low vibration place. So I will have to distance myself from that and then let them and allow them to go on their own journey, because it's not my job nor my business to shift their free will. You know, we don't want anybody, you know, telling us what to do. We want our opportunity to make our own choices, even our own screw ups, because if we don't allow ourselves the opportunity to screw up on some things, we won't know, like, what if we wouldn't have done that? Like, you'll regret, you'll look back and go, well, I should have, could have, would have done that. So we would rather have the opportunity to do it, fall on our face, learn from it, and then do something different in the future. That's a very cool opportunity. And when we try to micromanage somebody else's life or push upon them our version of who they want them, we want them to be, we are pushing boundaries. We're not being fair. We're not allowing them space to live their journey the way they want to. And here's the kicker with that, that I find interesting, is many people are very comfortable in a low vibration space. They are. They just simply are. It feels good to them. It feels familiar to them. They're comfortable there. And for some people, when you get people who are really drawn to negativity, they are, it gives them an excitement or some type of adrenaline in the way that you would get it from positive excitement and like accomplishment and purpose. So negativity can give you the same type of rush that high vibrational frequencies can. They're just going two different directions. One, you're working with a low vibrational frequency. When you're working with a high vibrational frequency, but you can have the same thrill from it, the same excitement. And people don't want to believe that when it comes to others who are working with more of a negative mindset or a negative frequency. They want to be like, how is that even possible? And those people can get addicted into just redoing things that cause them that type of excitement. And that's when you get into self-sabotagers and that sort of thing. So does that answer your question?
Well, I've got more questions.
Of course. Good.
So you don't think that it negatively impacts you? I mean, getting a psychic reading is not.
I like that you re-clarify that, because I do think it can negatively impact you. Yes,
you can.
And so will it impact the path that you're on? It will depend.
Does it depend on subject matter? Because I will say I love getting a psychic reading for guidance. You know, I've done it a lot for my career as I'm trying to work through, like, what path am I going down, you know? But then I always would sneak in the, hey, is there a relationship coming? And, like, I've gotten a lot of details about, you know, they saw the man that I was going to start dating. So many details that were so accurate. And then they would go on to talk about how good our life was. And then it was like, okay, well, I just ended that relationship. So did that affect it? Was that a negative impact?
Okay. So a couple different things. One, it can affect it positively. It can affect it negatively. And I'll tell you why. Because when people come to us as readers, they hold a lot of weight into what we say. And this gets into the code of ethics, and it gets into finding a very good reader. And that's where I was going to go with that question, is it more depends on not the subject, but the reader.
Okay.
So it is very, very extremely important for you to find a reader that doesn't matter what type, whether it's an astrological chart, astrologist, whatever, to a tarot reader, to a psychic reader, to a medium, doesn't matter, healer of any kind. You need to make sure that you are working with somebody who works well with the code of ethics, and that's why I like to have people get referrals, or you've listened to them on podcasts or a book that they've written or whatever, and you have some frame of reference to them having more of an optimistic outlook. And here's why. It's not that the reader is going to change it, but what I've seen happen so many, 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 many times is it can be, because we hold weight with our clients, it can shift your own perspective and your own vision and version of what's going to happen in your life. And that's what matters when it comes to free will and ultimately creating an outcome, like manifestation, law of attraction, any of those things. So when you consume the information, if you consume it in a way that my life is doomed and or this horribleness is going to happen and or XYZ, then if that becomes a belief, and a belief is a thought that you just keep thinking over and over, right? But that's now what you're projecting into the universe. So it changes your energetic flow. That's the problem.
Okay.
And that energetic flow will have info in it. And the info that goes out to the universe will then be fed to the universe. The universe will start doing its wizardry, and then it will come back to you, because this is what you've ordered on a plate. If that makes sense, it can shift the energy that you then project. That's the danger. Okay. And so if you're not careful with the code of ethics and you don't show a client opportunity with a shift in their life, something that they can then grasp onto energetically and positively and work with that within their energy, then that's a good thing to do. Do you see what I mean? So it's very important as a reader that we understand this. And I think the danger to a lot of readers is they don't fully understand that part. So this is something I've talked about over and over. I really want to be involved in regulating the industry. Really, I do, because of this exact reason. And I think that it needs to be regulated better, because when people start developing their psychic senses, a lot of people want to then get into doing readings and they don't get properly trained. I cannot tell you the amount of times I've seen a psychic or a reader of any kind, tarot, medium, whatever, and they're not properly trained. And therefore, they don't understand the ins and outs of what we're, how we're working with somebody's energy, because you are working with their energy. They just think that they're receiving information, they're translating it to the person, and then they detach and let go of any responsibility there. Yes, you are receiving this energy, but your responsibility is to deliver it in a way that there's a positive undertone so that they can use that positive undertone and use that to work with their own energy, if that makes sense. So when it comes to somebody saying, hey, I've seen this guy, and they describe him, and in your mind, because they haven't given you a name, correct?
No, well, there
it's
was
more of a description.
I will say the very first reading that I got, they described his physical appearance, what he did for work, his personality, his hobbies.
And it matched.
Everything matched. The fact that he had children, why I had to wait till 36 because he was going through a divorce. Like, it was.
Wait, how old are you now?
38.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, where's that land? Okay. So a couple different things. One is they could be readers that were just reading you from that moment in time, and that can happen, and they're not looking out further along the lines. Two, you could have shifted who you were along the journey.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of that free will can come in. Let's say you were in a different place 2 years ago than you were 6 months ago, which you probably were, because yeah. I know you and you've been on this journey. So when you shift, when you start a spiritual journey, that's something that I think that you and other people should know, is 2 years ago, you were not in the same position that you are at this current time frame, or that you are 6 months ago, because you put in a lot of work. You've changed a lot about yourself. You changed a lot about where you want to be in life.
Yeah.
And many times when you go to a reader years ago, what they're doing is, again, they're reading you from where you are at that moment in time. And I tell all my clients, I'm reading you from today. So the cool thing about that is, if you don't like where you're heading and things that we talk about, you can make a change and you can shift that trajectory of where you're headed when it comes to the free will aspect, right?
Yeah.
So if you shifted who you were during that time, and in your brain, you're going, yeah, but I didn't want to shift it that way. I don't like that way, you know? But if you did shift where you were, that path will no longer match you, because yeah. what you've now desired has shifted. So what might have been satisfactory in your relationship, that same relationship a year ago or a year and a half ago or however long ago, you might have went, you know what, this works for me then.
Yeah.
But when you're working with a spiritual journey and a path, you start to learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about your needs and your wants, and you start to get a lot more tuned in on a happiness level in a deep scale, yeah. not a surfacey scale, right?
Right?
So when we get in tune with that on a very deep level, then we may not want the same things that we desired before. Now your brain's going, yes, I do, because this person is who I'm with. But if that person is not fulfilling that deep desire of your happiness and you start to align with that, it's going to change where you're headed. Does that make sense?
It does.
And so I feel personally, just because I know you, you've shifted so much within that last year, year and a half time frame, that where you thought you were happy in your happy place, there was not enough fulfillment on a soul level. And this became very apparent to you.
Yeah.
And so when it became apparent, you went, okay, I can't see myself doing this for the next 5 years. And so then you made different choices than the path you'd been on. This happens a lot with women. It can happen with men, but women do this a lot. Because they spend a lot of their time in their younger years pleasing men, their spouse, their boyfriend, their partner of whoever, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, but your partner in life, you spend a lot of time pleasing people because women don't love to be alone. That's our nurturer quality. We like to gather with people. We like to nurture and love, right? That's part of who we are. We love, right?
Yeah.
So it's a natural part of our life, but the way that we love that can be to our detriment is we caretake. That's what we do. It's kind of built within us. And so you caretake for so many years. And then as you get older and maybe your responsibilities lessen and or you're more secure in your career and things start to settle down in life, you're more settled with your life foundation, you start to realize that, wait a minute, I don't feel happy. I don't feel fulfilled. And when you start heading on a spiritual journey, all of those are going to be tested. Everything on a soul level, a deep happiness is going to be brought to the surface, and they're going to, the universe, the guides, the powers that be are going to go, yeah, you're happy. Are you sure? Are you sure about this? And you're going to go, yes, yes, I am. And then it's going to bring up some more stuff and more things and more red flags. Really? Are you really sure? We really want you to take a look at this. Does this really feel like it's aligning with all the work that we've been doing? And then you're like, I see what you're saying, but yeah, I'm really trying to fit. And they're like, yeah, but you can't continue here with and try to make this fit. And so you need to make a choice. And so can you see how that can unfold?
Yeah.
No, and then you can then choose to have a conversation with the other person, because remember, they have free will, right?
Yeah.
And maybe they're growing too, or changing, or maybe they've stayed within the same place. In your particular instance, I feel like they've stayed in the same place, right?
Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean that that place can't alter later, but for the moment, they're in the same place.
Yeah.
And so then when you have conversations with your significant other, of whoever that is, whoever you love, and if they receive it well and go, you know what? I get this, and I don't like where we're at either. And I also feel like I need to make some shifts and changes. You can move in the same direction. But if they're super oblivious to it and they're unsure of their direction that they're going, that is instability in your life. It doesn't match with a high frequency situation. And so now we're going on different paths. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And you know, the other thing that I would say that I've also gotten a lot through readings is that this career shift that I'm going through is huge, probably bigger than I really know.
And it's
something that I have to do on my own. Like I can't, like I
think I know. It's funny because you had told me, and I have to say this because it cracks me up. You're like, yeah, this other psychic that you read, and people are going to be like, wait a minute, she's friends with Jen. Why is she getting read by other people? But this is the gems of this podcast, is because you have a lot of experience of being read by many different people, which spurs a lot of questions. And I love that. I love that you have experienced all these different spiritual experiences, because then we get to talk about it. And that to me is, I love talking about this kind of stuff. So you had said, yeah, the last person I seen said, what did you say that the career was first and then the relationship? How did that go?
It was basically it was a quick message, but it was like, you're basically on one mountain and you're leaping to the other mountain, and you need to be able to do that on your own, because it's going to bring a lot of like independence. It's going to, you know, you get to live the life and build the life that you want. But as soon as your feet hit the ground on the other mountain, it's like game time. Like they'll be relationships.
And the other mountain was career.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was like, I literally just told you this.
I know. You had told me something like, what if you pretended like men didn't exist?
Yes. I mean, this was like, I mean, I literally had just said, your career is now, your relationship is after, and you have to wait. It's not that it's the relationship's not there. It's the energy of the career is kind of hurtling in the middle. So that's why you can't feel the relationship too. And that's what people need to understand, is when they have an energy coming through, that is very prominent. Sometimes that gets in the middle. It creates this bubble that you can't see beyond. And so it's not that the relationship energy is not there. It's just that the bubble of energy of where you're supposed to be heading and what the energy you're supposed to be working with at the current moment. And this, by the way, is opportunistic energy, right? That you also manifested. Because that's very apparent and like, let's work together now. You can't, the vibration's so high and the energy frequency is so loud and it's so big that you can't really just feel beyond that. And that's really what the problem is. But yes, I had literally told you the same thing and it was hilarious. And I that's what I love about you. It cracks me up. So
well, it was phrased differently. That's all.
Well, you know, and then it's at the same point, it's like, well, I guess I am good at what I do. I'm also getting confirmation from your people. So there's that. But yeah, so timing means a lot.
Yeah.
And one of the things when it comes to relationships and or careers and or lots of different things, really, people are so impatient on the timing. And they don't realize, I like to use relationships for an example because it's the easiest one. Sometimes who you are supposed to be with in life, that person may be in another relationship currently, or maybe in another country currently, or maybe, you know, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
They're most likely in a space that you're not able to work within a relationship with them. They might be connected with somebody. They might be just getting out of something like a relationship. They might not even be in the same location as you. And so people forget that aspect. I've had a lot of people who I've done readings for who they couldn't have been with their current spouse because they were in different relationships. You know, yeah. And then when they end up with their current spouse or partner, maybe that really the current one goes on for 30, 40 years. And the one that they were in before was 15 years, but it felt like for a lifetime and it felt like forever. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes timing wise, it's just not clicking. Everything's not lining up properly.
Yeah.
And that is the frustrating part that just makes you want to, you know, throw your hands up and kick your feet a little bit because we have no control over the timing of some things. And some things when you're a reader, you can see very clearly, but other people can't see, like if you're on the other end is, and for instance, in your particular instance is there's a lot of times that like career energy is going to, precede? Is that the word? Come before, yeah. Like a prequel, your relationship energy at this moment in time.
Yeah.
You know, but that's going to create a healthier environment for you because you just kind of ended where you were at. So
yeah.
we don't need to piggyback off that anyways. And in the way that I view it psychically is we need some positivity anyways happening. And high frequency energy, which would be your career, that's going to be very important because like attracts like, manifestation wise, law of attraction wise, law of allowing wise, all of the law wise, you then want to find your next relationship based off that high frequency energy of your career doing cool things. You don't want to find that next relationship off feeling down because something ended. Yeah. That doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that I think is hard for people is they want to replace a void of anything with something right behind it so that they can just calm themselves down. You know, whether it be a loss of a job, a loss of a relationship, whatever, there lacks an energetic void of some sort that has you kind of dipping in your frequency. And then you want to fill that cup. You want to fill that void with something very quickly because you don't like how you're feeling about it. But if we dump something in just to fill the void, because like attracts like energy, you're dumping in, you can't do oil and water. You have to dump in oil over oil or water over water. So when you have that dip, if we fill the void with like energy, not so good.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. I know. You sound so sad. Yeah, it does. This is horrible, and I don't like the void. And
about this? I have another question. Have you ever done a reading and it was like spirit wouldn't give you the answer? Like, are there some things, or is there anything that maybe we're not supposed to know?
Well, for instance, because I will not. So there's reasons I won't tell people some time frames and things.
Yeah.
One thing I think that you're never supposed to know is when you're supposed to check out, when you decide you are no longer on this earth. I do not believe that you are ever supposed to know that, because that would change how you lived. And we want to, everybody should be living like they're living forever, really. I mean, you know, and as far as anything other than that, what would be like a, for instance?
I don't know. I don't know if you've ever come across it in any of your readings where somebody asked a question and you basically were like,
I usually won't do time frames on relationships, and this is exactly why you're talking about. Honest to God, I will say yes, I'll see somebody coming, but I will not give you a time frame typically. Because you will hold on to that time frame like it is gold. So if, for instance, if I said, again, I don't know why I keep using October, but let's say I said October this year, you would meet somebody. And the time frame is you either met them earlier or later. Doesn't matter. It could be earlier or later. Say you met them in August. You're like, yeah, but this isn't the one. This isn't them, because October's not here, you know? And or you meet some people in between there that is supposed to maybe introduce you to your one. And then you meet those people and you go, yeah, but I can't date you, or we can't go out because I'm waiting for the one, and the one's in October. And so, yeah, I got to save myself. I can't like get you. Do you see how like.
Totally. Yeah. I feel like I've gotten information like that, that I would be like, yeah, but that's not what she said. You know?
Yes, exactly. This is not what she said. And, or maybe they dyed their hair and they're blonde and you're looking for somebody dark haired and you're like, yeah, but you're blonde. I don't think that's going to work for me. You know, I'm serious. That happens. People do that. It's crazy. And so I do not feel that you're supposed to know the time frames on things like that really can mess with your heart.
Yeah.
You know, you can manage things when it comes to career, finances, things like that better. Your heart is not emotionally invested typically. But where it comes to your heart being emotionally invested would be things on your love relationship, or like maybe an elder passing away or something.
Yeah.
You know, then your heart and your emotions are way too invested, that, and we don't need you to alter that in any way, one way or the other. We just need you to live life and, you know, let it unfold. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense.
Yeah. So anyways, and the last thing before we go is full moon. I just wanted to talk about the full moon energy because we could sit here and do this for like hours, but we probably should not, because we both have like work to do, other work to do. I have to get back to writing my book. I'm having so much fun writing that book, by the way. That is just a blast. And I have some journals coming out with that I'm super excited about. But anyways, full moon is today. That's probably going to, again, spark up some things with some people where they're feeling maybe a little emotionally off. Now, the funny thing is I'm actually usually a couple weeks ahead of the curve of everybody else. And I woke up yesterday going, oh, thank God the energy is smoothing out. I can feel it. I can feel it starting to stabilize. So that means within the next couple of weeks, everybody will start feeling some stability with their energy. Things are going to not feel as highly emotional. They're not going to feel as like aggressive. We've been having a lot of energy where people's emotions are not just high, but people are angrier than they typically are. You know, I have friends, and even myself, I found myself, like I said, I I really don't get that upset that often, hardly ever. And when I do, sometimes I'm like, whoa, I surprise myself. And it's been a like, whoa, surprising myself over the last couple weeks. I'm like, why? This is, I don't like this. This is, I don't like myself like this. This is like weirding me out. And so then I have to very consciously shift that. So that aggressive energy, the anger, that type of thing will start to subside. I don't think that people are going to notice the full moon quite as much because of the solar eclipse and the Mercury retrograde. It was, is just, was so intense and so insane. Like, oh my God, insane. And then now we have the ending of Mercury retrograde. What'd you say? Thursday, I think?
Yeah, the 25th.
Yeah. So, oh, that's, is that? Oh yeah. Thursday. Yeah, yeah. So that's ending, and that's probably also something I can feel, but right now opportunity is really the theme of this year. The theme of this year is opportunity and shifting and changing, but it is a very uncomfortable year for a lot of people because we are shifting between the 12 year cycles. And so that means your last 12 years are going to be ending, new 12 years is happening. And how we're doing that is just use it as an opportunity to rebrand your life. So I'm using it as a rebranding my career, and you are as well.
Yes.
But we can also use it as a life rebrand because I'm also taking the opportunity to take the things I didn't love, and this is what I would suggest that everybody does, from the last 12 years. For instance, me and you, we work on a hamster wheel just nonstop. I swear to God, it is just constant work. And I'm shifting that into more of a calmer work environment where I'm focusing on some very specific things. So I'm not feeling like I'm managing 118 projects at one time. And I think that you're doing that as well.
Yeah. But I'm trying to prioritize too, like the things that I love to do or the ones that I'm more passionate about or excited about. So
that is what the focus should be. Yeah. The focus should be moving in life or career should be primarily focusing upon what it is you love doing and what you love about your life and what you want to see that look like. That's what the focus of the whole rest of this year should be. And when something ends or takes a turn that you don't like, use that as an opportunity to then move into the direction you do like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. We will be back next week and we will be talking more about the energy, what's going on and what's happening with our spiritual lifestyles, our spiritual lives, right? Not lifestyles. So we will be back with our spiritual lifestyle podcast, talking about what's going on in our life, the energy, etc. And so if you have any questions or comments, please post below. We'd love to hear them. We'd love to answer your questions and talk more about what issues that you're having as far as now, and or maybe questions that you might have with energy and that sort of thing. So until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha.
Bye. Bye.